How do people get these jobs? Producer Jack Chance is traveling the globe collecting local and traditional music. In Thailand, at a street market, he came across a man playing a haunting stringed instrument called a pinpia. So Jack sent this radio postcard.
It's Sunday afternoon on the street bazaar in Chiang Mai, Thailand. Tourists gawk and locals hawk their wares in a river of ethnic handicrafts, pirated DVDs, and overdriven stereo speakers. Then, on a corner outside a Buddhist temple, a man holds a strange instrument to his chest. He plucks a string, and a quiet sound stops the parade. This instrument is called the pinpia, and according to my new friend here, there's only about 50 people who can play it. His name is Manop Tamadumpinij. He's a music teacher in Luthier, specializing in traditional Lana music. Lana was an old kingdom in northern Thailand. It included parts of Burma, Laos, and southern China. Manop tells me there are 1,000-year-old stone carvings with pinpia players engraved on them. The rippling effect comes from a coconut cup attached to the neck of the instrument and rocked against the chest, releasing the unique sound. Manop tells me that the name of the instrument, pinpia, means strong. Hundreds of years ago, a king of Chiang Mai banned the instrument because its sharp tuning pegs could potentially be used as a weapon by unruly musicians. Something this mellow, a danger to the crown, makes me wonder. You can find Manop every Sunday afternoon playing these songs along the street bazaar in Chiang Mai, Thailand. For NPR, I'm Jack Chance.
The postcard from Jack came to us from the Hearing Voices Radio Collective at hearingvoices.com.